Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending June 7th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news, Jamaican government reports no mining in cockpit country. According to several Jamaican government agencies, no mining is taking place in the protected area of the cockpit country. The statement was given in response to a request from Prime Minister Andrew Holness to say that no bauxite mining operations are occurring in the protected areas. Holness visited the cockpit country to allay concerns from environmentalists. Noranda is not currently pursuing active mining in the area. Andrew Holness pays respect to Edward Siaga. Jamaica's current Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, led mourners during a viewing of the body of former Prime Minister Edward Siaga, which was lying in state at the Jamaica Labour Party JLP headquarters in St. Andrew on June 5, 2019. Holness was greeted by Siaga's widow, Carla Siaga, and signed the condolence book. Paying respects, along with Holness, were Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange, and Minister of Transport and Mining, Robert Montague. On June 7, Siaga's body will travel to the Montego Bay Civic Center in St. James and lie in state from 9 a.m. to midday and from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the St. John's Anglican Church in Ocharia, St. Anne. The public may view the casket at each location. This week's Caribbean news. United States restricts cruise ship travel to Cuba. The United States announced that it will impose new rules to limit travel by Americans to Cuba. Included in the limitations are bans on group tours and cruise ship stops in Cuba. The new restrictions are designed to increase economic pressure on the Cuban government. The goal of the travel limits are to restrict non-family travel to the island nation in order to hold its government accountable for its repression of the Cuban people and its support for the Maduro government in Venezuela. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Banquo Caribbean Festival honors legacy of Miss Lou. The Banquo Caribbean Festival in Jamaica, Queens, New York, is focusing on honoring the legacy of Louise Simone Bennett Coverley, the poet, writer, performer, and folklorist who's better known as Miss Lou. The festival is dedicated to showcasing Caribbean folk music, art, and culture. The event is scheduled for June 8, 2019. Miss Lou is considered the mother of Jamaican culture and a pioneer in the effort to preserve and honor the patois language of Jamaica. The founder of Brata Productions, Andrew Clark, launched the Free Festival in 2015 to focus on aspects of Caribbean culture he believed had been underrepresented. This week's business news. Changes to microcredit bill demanded. The Jamaican government and microcreditors believe they can reach common ground to allow for the passage of the microcredit bill in 2019. The ultimate success of the bill depends on compromise from both sides. The bill has been close to enactment in the past, only to be delayed. While major disagreements remain, the Jamaica Microfinancing Association, JAMIA, is focused on developing a good relationship with the new Minister of State in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, MICAF, Floyd Green. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Dub poet Cherry Natural wins Muta Baruka Award. Cherry Natural, dub poet, was presented with the Muta Baruka Award for Best Spoken Word Poet at the International Reggae and World Music Awards IRAMA ceremony. She's widely considered to be the top female dub poet in Jamaica and is known for her social commentary that uses metaphors and words meant to grab the attention of listeners. This week's sports news. Jamaica's reggae girls poised to make history at World Cup. Jamaica's national women's football team, the Reggae Girls, is considered an underdog in the prestigious Women's World Cup competition for 2019. They faced obstacles in funding, sponsorship, and practice facilities, but they persevered and, with the help of Sadella Marley, daughter of reggae legend Bob Marley, the team made history by becoming the first Caribbean team to qualify for the World Cup. The Women's World Cup runs from June 7 to July 7, 2019. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. This week's Jamaica Weekly News Summary is sponsored by the Jamaican Recipes Android and iPhone app. Get over 110 recipes with step-by-step cooking instructions by searching Jamaican Recipes in the Android Market and iTunes Store. Download it today. We invite you to become a weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at tunitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.